chocolate into your lives. At night I dream of hot fudge on ice cream.
Snickers are fine, Milk Duds divine. Häagen-Dazs chocolate chip is a trip.
I couldn't survive without my Godiva.
I eat a chunky when I feel funky.
Makes the very best. Chocolate is love. Mm-hmm. Please don't mention the chemical connection chocolate makes in my head. It's Swiss Miss, I'm drinking, eat Hershey bars and thinking if I can't be in love, I'll have a truffle instead. Cocoa is warm, fudgesicles chill, whatever the form, it's always a thrill.
The Chenille Sisters broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find it links to us on TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our own player, SLBRadio.org/radio, and a way to listen by phone at 631-359-8728.
Beans ain't cornbread, had a fight. Beans not cornbread, out of sight. Cornbread said, nah, that's all right. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Now, that's what Beans said to cornbread. Tomorrow night.
Beans told cornbread, you ain't straight. You better wake up or I'll gas your gate. Been in this pot since 2:30. Swelling and a puffing and I almost do. I'll be ready tomorrow night. That's what Beans said to cornbread.
Cornbread, let me go. Cornbread said, I'll lay you low. I'm gonna fight you so and so. Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Nah, that's what Beans said to Cornbread. You so bad, you always wanna fight. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out of you. Meet me at the corner tomorrow night.
Beans hit Cornbread on the head. Cornbread said, I'm almost dead. Beans said, Cornbread, get up, man. You know that we go hand in hand. Beans and Cornbread, hand in hand. That's what Beans said to Cornbread. Now listen to the story that he told him. He said, we should hang out together like sauerkraut and Wheaties. And we should stick together.
Saturday night we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad and strawberries and shortcake, like corned beef and carrots, like liver and onion, like red beans and rice, like bagels and lobster, like sour cream and blitz, like bread and butter, like hotcakes and molasses.
Should
hang out together like tofu and tomato sauce. That's what beans said to cornbread.
Reno and Smiley. Did I hear that in there somewhere? The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Taj Mahal, Linda Tillery. Together with the classic beans and cornbread. Shaking a Tall Feather is the name of the album. Thanks for being with us today. We have our Brigade Charade puzzle coming up shortly.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Ready to take your turn on the mic? Ask questions, tell stories, and capture a moment in time with a friend or your family as you record a podcast of your very own. This coming Saturday, September 20th, 1 week from today, between noon and 2 at the SLB Youth Media Center. This activity is recommended for families or friends with children 8 years of age or older. They are free, and you can register to secure a slot in one of our 4 podcast recording studios at tinyurl.com/slbrad25. tinyurl.com/slbrad25. Family podcasting is made possible with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District. RAD works here. Well, it's time for us now to offer you a Brigade Charade puzzle. We can't make any hand motions or try to have you figure things out based on visual images, because this is the medium that has figured out how to filter the pictures before they reach you. So audio will be your clue. I'll let you know how many syllables the word is, and then give you a clue overall and a clue for each of the syllables. And your job will be to sound out the word. To sound out the word. Remember, spelling does not count. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge is your reward if you're able to come up with the correct answer. The clue is device. That's the overall clue, is device. Syllable one, reveal. Syllable one, reveal. Syllable two, chuckle. Chuckle. And syllable three, possess. Possess. Once again, the overall clue is device. Syllable one, reveal. Syllable two, chuckle. Syllable three, possess. Remember, spelling does not count. Can you put those three syllables together to come up with a word answering device?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1 888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Haven't I seen your face before? A long time ago, didn't you live on 2nd Street, end of the road?
What are you doing way out here, a place like L.A.? I bet you're lonesome bad as me. You know they say that
it's a long way to Harlem, a long way to go.
Just a little old thing. Lord, how you've grown.
Your daddy was on the graveyard shift at number 9. Your mama worked in the company store. They sure were fine folks. It's a long way to Harlem. A long way to go. A long way to Harlem. A long way to home. Yes, it's a long way to Harlem. A long way to go. A long way to Harlem. A long way to home. Liked a car. I wish you'd let me take you home. It's kind of far.
A cold camp woman can sure get lost in this lowland. It feels so good to come across a hometown man.
And it's a long way to Harlem, a long way to go, a long way to Harlem, a long way to home. Yes, it's a long way to Harlem, a long way to go, a long way to Harlem, a long way to home.
Thank you. like you now, I'd stay your friend if I knew how. We'd never float, that's why I wrote this Appalachia, 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 Appalachia.
The Lonesome Trio at the Saturday Light Brigade with a song that might add a little bit to your vocabulary. More on that in a moment. Laurie Lewis and Cy Conn did Long Way to Harlan. I was reading something somewhere and stumbled across the meaning of Appalachia. And maybe you knew this, but I did not. An apologia is different than an apology, despite the similarity in spelling and root word. An apology, as I think we all know, is an expression of regret for a past wrong or a mistake, implying a guilt or fault on your part. An apologia, however, is a defense of something you did, or of an idea, belief, or position that you hold that seeks to clarify it and justify it. An apology expresses remorse, while an apologia seeks to explain and defend. That's the thing I learned, and I forget where I encountered that, but it made me think of that song, which we've played long beforehand, by the Lonesome Trio. Tommy is in Virginia this morning and came up with the answer to our brigade charade quickly. How are you, Tommy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I must say that the last two syllables came quickly.
Mm.
And the first one was, I got the first syllable after the last two.
It's funny how that happens. I exactly the opposite. I knew the first syllable immediately, but I had trouble with the second two.
And chuckle, laugh, I got that, laugh, and to have the own, laugh on, laugh on, laugh on, tell laugh on.
There you go, tell laugh on. And before anybody thinks I'm kind of not making any sense, oftentimes I will write these puzzles a long time ago, and I'll try to solve them again sometimes, and so I forget what the original answer was, and I'll try to do it without knowing the answer, which is why I say I had trouble getting it at first. This one stumped me at first.
I remember years ago I had written in and told you possible puzzle, and then you weeks later put it on the air and said everybody can enter this except Tommy. And then I said, what was it?
Yeah, I have trouble. I'll encounter notes and lists and things. My personal favorite is I'm well known for writing phone numbers on pieces of paper without writing whose number it is, or even any kind of connection whatsoever. And I'm, you'd think after the age that I am that I would realize that it's not enough to just write the number down. But one of these days, maybe things will get a little better. You mentioned you would have somebody with the surname Hershey living next to you earlier.
Right.
And I'll bet they're asked that question all the time.
Oh, you know it.
Are you related?
Yeah, David passed a few years ago. He had a heart issue. There's this crying shame. He worked at Home Depot in the back. He wasn't on the floor with the where people saw him a lot. He worked in the back in the putting together things. He's a great guy. Finally retired, and like 2 years after he retired, he was gone. It's just a crying shame. He's a tremendous neighbor, just a great guy. And what a shame. But he was just a wonderful neighbor. Loved him a lot. But anyway.
Yeah, it's the timing is just incredible sometimes. In fact, today is the visitation and services for Dr. Betty Robinson, founder of Manchester Academic Charter School. I had to go back and do the math. She passed away just 52 days after her husband passed away. And
that happens a lot.
Yes, and I mentioned to a group of folks who knew her, now we know how long it takes, or it can take, to die of a broken heart. They were 90, yeah. 96 and 97, if my memory is correct.
Yeah.
So a good long life together. But, you know, it just I can't be there today because her services are pretty much at the same time we're on the air. But what a just an incredibly inspirational person as she is. She touched a lot of lives in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and beyond.
Right. So. You were talking about apology.
Yes.
An apology years, thousands of years ago, apology could have been an explanation of why a certain thing was a certain way. There were early Christian writers wrote apologies of Christian beliefs as to why the beliefs were what they were.
And I think apologia, at least in what I was reading, it would be just that, a defense,
yeah,
or a reason. It is thus because it is this.
Not to ask for forgiveness, but to explain why things were the way they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely. And we've kind of, well, an apology is often genuine, but not always full of depth in the way that an apologia would be, in terms of making a detailed argument. Well, good.
Eager to hear the high clue, the sound hound, afterthoughts. Looking forward to what's coming.
Well, they're all coming up. Thanks, Tommy. Take care.
All right.
A couple answers just coming in before Tommy joined us on the air. Nick in West Mifflin. New telephone is the word we were looking for. John in Carrick also got the correct answer. And as Tommy pointed out, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes with today's High Clue puzzle. Now, Gina Furtado.
Call. I pray for riches and for money. And they don't know how poor some rich folks are. Well, I have found a friend who brings me consolation. And I really found my lucky star.
Till the sun goes down. Got your daddy's Pontiac. It's awful cozy in the back. Take me out for a night on the town.
Saturday Light Brigade with the song Rotary Phone by the group known as Blue Plate Special, and the Gina Furtado Project before that, and I Just Telephone Upstairs, a single of hers on the Mountain Home Music Company label, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Every now and then people say, where is that? Well, that's what is now the north side of Pittsburgh, but was once the city of Allegheny. And you can visualize it if you're not familiar with this part of the city. The next time you see PNC Park on television, we're right across the street from it. Here we are, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on a great group of community, non-commercial radio stations and slbradio.org/radio.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care. up on a throne. You can have your mansion or your cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antonio.
Light Brigade with Mac Wiseman and Home in San Antone. His song kicking off this half hour where our haiku is going to be coming to you in just moments.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Last week's on-air segment featuring Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award honoree Alex Fu, youth actors from the North Side Gallery Players Junior Series, and Will Condridge and Mark Reisman are now available at slbradio.org/catalog, along with thousands of other on-demand audio features. slbradio.org/catalog. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. Verb, cup of coffee, something. Thank you for meeting us here. We're glad that you're able to rely on us no matter how the week has been. We're here live on a Saturday to help keep you company. In a moment, we are going to give you our haiku, 17 syllables leading to one answer. I hope you'll play along. You can do so actively by calling or texting or messaging us with the correct answer. You also can simply play along on your own and see if you've got the correct answer. Either way is fine. Here is our haiku. Listen carefully. 261 and 18 share this property. 81 does too. This one's tricky. 261 and 18 share this property. 81 does too. Do you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The light glows yellow on the dashboard. Meg said it's been like that for years. Don't pay it any mind. But lately there has been a sound. A sound that I don't recognize. But Red Julie said, just turn up the radio louder. If the brakes work, that's all that matters. Yeah, Red said, turn up the radio louder. If the brakes work, that's all that matters. The battery light came on just north of Duncan. ABS light too, and the clutch was getting stuck. And lately there has been a smell that I don't think is right. But Red Julie said, just turn up the radio loud.
Has the flu. I can hear his wife, she's crying.
never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. I'm sitting on my window seat, just watching my day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you.
Saturday Light Brigade with Ann Hills, The Things I Notice Now. And a brand new song from the Northeast Radio Folk Alliance sampler that they put out called Red Julie, by Zoe Guagano. A surprisingly high number of correct answers to today's haiku. Not that I didn't have faith in you, but it was tricky to offer this over the radio rather than in writing. 261 and 18 share this property. 81 does too. Take a guess at 412-200-5975. Jess has the correct answer, playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer, as did Russ in North Carolina. John in Economy Borough got it correct. Steve in Sharon, Pennsylvania also got it. Rich in Freeport has the correct answer, as well as a method of checking for the correct answer. Gail in Stanton Heights has it. Jesse in Point Breeze has it. Rich in Freeport also has the correct answer, as does Jim in Crafton Heights. And Zach of Pittsburgh and John in Carrick have the correct answer. And Rich in Edinburgh, too, has it. The answer is that all of the digits in the High Clue... Oh, Tommy had it, too. Tommy or Susie? Susie had it. She phoned with the correct answer. So 261 is divisible by 9. 9 into 261, I should have done this in advance, is 29, right? 9 into 261 is exactly 29. 18 divided by 9 is exactly 2. And 81 divided by 9 is exactly 9. So the properties that they all have is those numbers are all divided by 9. They're also all divisible evenly by 3. But the way you can tell if any number is divisible by 9 is to add the digits. 261, 2 plus 6 plus 1, they add up to a number divisible by 9. In that case, the number is 9. Therefore, 261 is divisible by 9. 18, while we know pretty clearly 18 divided by 9 is 2, 1 plus 8 is 9, and 81 is also divisible by 9. So you could take just about any number, like 1, 4, 4, 9. So those digits add up to 18, 1, 4, 4, 9. And you know that number is divisible by 9. And you can prove it if you just do the division or take a calculator. But it's one of those rules of mathematics and dividing numbers where, in this case, if the sum of the digits is evenly divisible by 9, the number itself will be divisible by 9. A charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. Well done.
Well, the 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy for my size. Honey, for my size, I'm going on the mountain. I'm gonna see my baby, and I ain't coming back. I know I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when my wheels don't go? Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can I pull when my wheels don't roll? When my wheels don't go, roll on, buddy. I'm just a poor boy, a long way from home, down in Tennessee, down in Tennessee. Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can I roll when my wheels don't go? Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when my wheels don't go? You roll so slow. How can I roll when my wheels don't go?
Saturday Light Brigade with Eddie Pennington. A charge to you once again, if you knew that our haiku was asking you to identify that all of those numbers were divisible by 9. We now give a little equal time to another number. With this number at SLB.
Hey, Roy, let us in on some of that good music, man. Let's mug around. Somebody give me an A. Say, large T, don't you think that A is a trifle flat? Well, that's close enough for mugging. It makes us 6 men sound like 60. So let's all mug around. I's a muggin', boom.
Ba-da-da-da.
We's a muggin', bang.
Ba-da-da-da.
I's a muggin', boom.
Ba-da-da-da.
Bebop, 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 be-boom. I's a muggin', boom.
Da-da-da-da.
We's a muggin', bang.
Ba-da-da-da.
I's a muggin', boom.
Da-da-da-da.
Bebop, 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 bebop. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. But somebody singing and the song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase rocks a nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm gonna sing. I's a muggin', boom.
Ba-da-da-da.
We's a muggin', bang.
Da-da-da-da.
I's a muggin', boom.
Da-da-da-da.
Bop-bop, bebop, bebop, bebop.
Now, Big T, that we is all familiar with the melody, how about muggin' on the trombone?
Don't worry, we're gonna get to the number in a moment. And if you're wondering, it's going to be 7 instead of 9.
I'm going to tell you all about the numbers. You just follow me over to the other side and I'll tell you all about them.
Well, come on, Jackson. Tell me all about the numbers now.
All right. Can you count?
Sure can.
Let me hear you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, no. Don't say 7. Say, All I have to tell you about this. Beginning at 1, start counting upwards. When you reach 7, say, When you reach 10, say, whoop.
Whoop.
When you reach any number containing a 7, or any number into which 7 can be divided, say, And when you reach 20, 30, or any number up to 70 that ends with a 0, say, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Think you can do that?
Sure can.
All right, let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, whoop.
Garten, the trombonist, also singing with his band. Let's sneak one more in. Lucy Kaplansky.
The fun when two parallels meet or a group with an action discrete, or the thrill when some decimals repeat. That's mathematics. A nova, incredibly bright, or the speed of a photon of light. Andrew Wiles proving Fermat was right. That's mathematics. The odds of a bet when you're rolling two dice. The marvelous fact that four colors suffice. Slick software setting a price. And the square on the hypotenuse will bring us a lot of news and genes. A double helix we see and we cheer when an algebra is free. And in fact, life's a big PD. We'll be on the go when we learn to grow with mathematics. With Lagrange, every one of us swears that all things are the sum of four squares. Like as not, three will do, but who cares? That's mathematics. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there were just 26. That's mathematics. The function of Riemann is looking just fine. It may have its zeros on one special line. This thought is yours and it's mine. We may soon learn about it, but somehow I doubt it. Don't waste time asking whether or why a good theorem is worth a real try. Go ahead, prove transcendence.